It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Monday the 19th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. A continuing goal and a heated debate in the tech world. Can robots truly create art? And what does that even mean? Good questions that might not be answered for a few years, but advances are bringing us new examples. E. David is a welding robot recently turned into a machine that looks at photographs and recreates them with beautiful painting technique. And then there's Emily Howell, a computer program that composes music with a huge input of data, including the work of the greats like Bach. University of Southern California Professor Emeritus David Cope created Emily Howell. He's been at the center of the debate over whether computers or their controlling algorithms can really be creative. Cope says in the case of programs he's created, that might be the wrong question.
Computers are, so far, tools. And as much artificial intelligence as we've been able to place in them, they still do nothing but add. So who's composing what? I don't know. Is it Bach in an indirect way? Is it me? But I think least of all, out of all of that, is the computer.
Do you think in your lifetime you're going to see algorithms be artistic?
Oh, algorithms are artistic, and they have been since the beginning of time. So composers composed using algorithms. If you take Beethoven, for example, and the fact that his music sounds in a particular style is because he followed the algorithms that his mind told him he was hearing when he listened to Mozart and when he listened to other classical and early romantic composers.
I'd like to ask you where you think music comes from.
Music, it seems to me, is somewhere between language and poetry. It's also a spoken or sounding human process, with less accent on the meanings of things. In fact, I even sometimes use the definition of music being sound without meaning. That is, we appreciate its organization, its development, the fact that great pieces end where less great pieces just stop. And these structural, syntactic kinds of ideas that flow through a piece of music are what we enjoy, not its explicit meaning.
My father is a jazz pianist. You know, his comment, which I'm sure you've heard before, is that music is the universal language.
I would actually argue that one. I would say mathematics is a universal language, and music is a wonderful expression of it.
I like that. Dave Cope is Professor Emeritus from the University of California, Santa Cruz, also a composer and a computer scientist. Dave Cope, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Ben.
Reuters is reporting that NSA leaker Edward Snowden may have started stashing documents on surveillance while working at Dell. Snowden apparently worked for the PC company while the NSA was a Dell client. Reuters says unnamed U.S. officials have confirmed the connection, suggesting Snowden may have been mining sensitive documents as early as April of 2012. And before we go, we're running a series all this week about accessibility and tech. Some of our stories about how people with disabilities are using technology will be on the radio, but you'll be able to find all of it at our website, marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's today's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.